Man, I've just been sitting here thinking.
About what?
About the miracle we witnessed.
The miracle you witnessed? I witnessed a freak occurrence.
What is a miracle, Vincent?
Miggity Mike. Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2.
Peace, yo.
Yo.
You too.
Peace, YouTube. You know what time it is. We back at it with the Thorncore and D-Week and Hippie Show. This should be episode 320. And y'all see what time it is, man. We got a little new look, a little something, you know what I'm saying? But we are here, man. We are your hosts.
Split from the building. What's good? What's happening? How y'all feeling and all that and all that?
And it's your boy, the highest hippie in the room, D-Reek and Hippie, of course. Shout out to Chun Chun, you know what I mean? She couldn't make it today. But we back at it, man. What's good, Spliff? How you feeling, my guy?
Fake liking this chair and all that.
You know what I mean?
Show my feet and all that.
You know what I mean? My son Spliff made me pull something out.
Niggas ain't really got these, you want?
Man, what's those? The Bloody Marys?
These the, Well, nah.
I always called them the Bloody Marys.
Those the, Metallic red joints, Jordan ones. I'm about to say fives.
I got the seven Qs orange ones.
You feel me?
You know what I mean? With the Mets fitted, Fear God pin on my joint, you know what I mean? I mean, property of God. I said Fear God, like I got money. Let me stop it.
This nigga just got the name.
It's called property of God. They're an independent clothing brand that I met, you know, one of these vendors and shit like that, man. Shout out to them, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie, nigga. Los had some fire shit the other day, and I'm like, damn, boy, what's that? Nigga's like, yo, I got this from Drip. He said he got it from Drip, but you know how Low be having his voice low sometimes? So, nigga said it, and I was like, what? I was like, oh, that's the new Drip City shit? All right, that's fire. Nigga was like, nah, got it from June, but I ain't, nah. And I was like, oh, why? But it was some fire shit, though. That shit was cracked.
Shout out to Cuzzo, man. I got a link with him soon. We gonna make some things happen. But yeah, man, same here, Spliff, you know what I mean? Shout out to Ebony J, man. I'm gonna keep promoting it in the next few episodes leading up to the date. Don't call it a comeback showcase event. It's popping off late April.
My B-Day, maybe. Nah, yo.
Because we wanted to do it 420, right? But man. Hold on, let me hit it one more time. But we was like, yo, mad people going to be doing it. Let's not compete.
It's going to be mad 420 shit, and then it's going to be mad 421 shit.
Yeah, and not to sound like that. And not to sound like that, because we could compete with anybody. But it's like, let's not compete right now. You know what I mean? Let's just try to pick our own date. And we was like, all right, these the next two Saturdays.
Seven days after. Nigga said, no, the G's was born. But you know.
That's a like fact, that. Man. But peace to everybody, man. Thank you for commenting, liking, subscribing, you know what I'm saying? If you're here right now, make sure to hit that subscribe button and that notification bell, you know what I mean? So y'all can know every time we drop something, you know what I mean? I hope y'all went to Rumble and checked out that last episode. I hope y'all go and subscribe over there as well. And let's get the ball rolling, man. We out here, man. Like Spliff said, like I said, we here 2024 to pod, man. And we've been killing it. We deep into the 300s. I believe this is episode 320 now already. You know what I'm saying, Spliff? We've been moving, so.
Yo.
It's a movie.
It's just something real. You feel me? Yo, for people out there listening, watching everything going on, right? If something doesn't happen, like if something, like if you seem like you've been like going for this one thing, so you feel me? Don't never force it, you heard? Mm-hmm. Shit don't happen.
You referring to something?
Or you just saying? About my whole shit. I'm just saying.
Philosophizing right now.
Feel me? I mean, it's always good to have a goal and go after shit and all that. Mm-hmm. Just know what's the shit you be chasing after, you feel me?
So you saying move at your pace?
Move at your pace. Find out what's really. You feel me? Like you say, yo, you want to be a cop, so then find out how to be a cop, and then figure out the good and the bad about it. You feel me? So.
Okay, Spliff. Okay.
Nah, cause I ain't gonna last couple days, you know what I mean? So you feel me? Getting your, you get yourself in some bullshit, you're gonna have to deal with the you feel what I'm saying?
That's a fact.
So you feel me, son? Something be there, but it be like, don't happen, don't happen, then you leave it alone. Yeah. I, for example, the Barkley, the black Barkleys, right?
Purple and orange?
Nah, all black Barkleys. I'll show you them
shits. Yeah.
Not black cat, but I dig what you saying. So, dumb shits. Went to like 5 stores one day looking for them shits. And then they had it in the 10. I bought a 10. If you know, you know. I don't wear 10. You feel me? So right now, hopefully tomorrow that shit will be gone.
That's what I had to do with those low cut black and orange ones that I got. The patent leather joints. Them shits is a size 4. I can't wear, cause my feet is like
chubby. You just went and got
they like chubby, so they like fit me tight. So I gotta wear, I don't wear a 5.5, I don't wear a 4.5, I wear a 5. The only thing that's 5.5 for me is more than likely
So you ever thought about having them without the laces?
Yeah, it's cool, but you see how I wear my sneakers, I never tie my laces.
No, exactly, so, I know what I'm saying.
They just tight. But they tight. I still could wear them.
No, though, that's so what I'm saying, because like, they tight, you would just wear them like Air Raids.
Yeah, and the thing is that no I haven't worn them as much, so you know this part right here is still super tight. So it's like every
that's
time.
That's what I'm saying, no laces, so that little that
shit could expand and start
expanding.
Yeah, that's a fact, man. Every time me and Spliff alone, we start talking sneakers.
It's nice.
It's nice outside. I hope everybody enjoying the weather. It's about to start, you know what I mean? It's still a couple rainy and cold days, but we getting this sun. It's like 60, you know what I mean?
It's mad illusion. Like, I need people to realize it's not summer yet, y'all. The sun out. It's cool during the day. Morning, great weather in the morning. 6 o'clock, my boy. Like, right now. But I mean, I don't know what time it is right now, but
it's like 7:30.
When that sun go down, that shit go back to being brick ass. So, just saying, I seen a lot of outfits yesterday. It felt like summertime, spring, summer, everything going on at one time.
That's a fact. I saw some outfits shorts, was crazy.
I seen Shorty with the leather tights in the sun. She was wildin'. Then we left. I seen Shorty with the leather shorts. Now, all right, to get past that real quick. The officers are outside in abundance. You heard?
Right.
Yo, boy. Brownsville, chilling, niggas driving. Seen 10 cops walking. It's like 7 o'clock, my nigga. Like, right now, 10 cops walking to Brownsville together, walking on foot. Was just on a new lots at the barbershop the other day. Boy, 6 cops just... Yeah, I'm like, yo, boy. These groups
Hello?
Are officers...
Hello, Nashville. Good evening. This is my trip.
This nigga's wildin'. This nigga just got scammed. Got scammed.
Credit control. Nigga, where you at? You old. I ain't coming getting it, blood.
Niggas,
fuck y'all talking about. I thought that was my homegirl. I was about to put you on blast. You was about to be on the pod, you know what I'm saying? But it is what it is. My fault. What you was saying, Slip? He forgot he high.
Man, I was about to just say, shit. Like I said, the cops, niggas, outside.
Those
niggas is outside right now.
Nah, all right, so boom. We're going to get into the topic on why they really outside, though. But go ahead. Finish what you were saying. Let's not reel it out.
They really outside. So, like, right now, it's groups of cops outside.
Why,
like,
Swift?
Taking the train.
Why?
Walking the strips.
Why,
in their V's. My nigga, it's hot outside. That's the only assumption of me. It been a lot of shit going on outside, like stabbings, people dying, shootings, all types of shit.
That happened on the train.
Yeah, bro. A lot of shit on the train.
At Hoyt and Skipper Hall, let's talk about it real quick, you know what I'm saying? The guy,
Oh, yeah. All right, so, yeah, break that down, because you heard it, because I ain't going front. I heard mad jibber-jabber from other niggas, so I heard one story,
so everybody,
then another story.
Mostly everybody, you know, hopefully everybody that watches our content is in the Brooklyn, New York area, you know what I'm saying? So, on the A line, I believe it was on the C train, though. I think it was the A train, I'm not mistaken. They got on at Nostrand. And they was going towards Manhattan, and mm-hmm. it happened at Hoyt. And you know what's crazy, bro? My mom's was downtown.
At that time, bro.
And she took the bus instead of the train.
Yo, shout out to my mom's being in PR right now. I love you, boo.
And you
bro.
Know, yeah.
Bobby, what's
shout
happening?
Shout out to moms and pops, you know what I'm saying? And you know how to get back to my crib from downtown is that train. Mm-hmm. So it's like, all right, she took the bus, cool. But later on in that day, I heard the story. I don't know exactly what led into the argument. They said that the black dude came on the train bugging already. Like, he was already, like, agitated. You know what I'm saying? So, him and the, I'm going to guess, Latin dude. I don't know exactly what he was. I don't know if he was a migrant.
So, wait. So, go ahead. My bad.
They got into an argument. And somebody really recorded that whole shit. He was like, I'll beat you the fuck up right here. I'll beat you the fuck up. Da da da. And son was like, oh, whatever. Then he just kept saying it, and son got up and he was like, all right, let's go. Whatever the case is, they was about to start fighting. And the black dude punched him with a left, and son was like, oh, and he fell on the chair. He was like, oh, this nigga hit me hard. And he like went on him. He like got on top of him and was like swinging and shit. Yeah. And shorty started punching him in his back. Right? The girl that he was with, right? So she started punching him in his back, and when he got up, like, he turned around to go at her, and she started running, right? And he was like, oh. He started feeling his back. She stabbed him. Okay. She had a poker. She poked him a couple times. He was like, oh, you want to stab me? You want to jump into man business? You stab me. I'm going to knock you out when we get off the train. She was standing behind the nigga that he punched, and they was like, on the pole by the two seats at the end of the train. They was on by that pole, right? So he like, you want to stab me? He like, I'm bleeding. He grabbed his jacket, bro. You see him going in his jacket. Yeah. He's unzipping the inside pocket. He's struggling, and then he unzippers it.
Also, he got
pulls
the hammer.
Out the hammer.
He got
he
the
pulls
hammer.
Out the hammer. With- Shorty, now, Shorty that's recording it, that I, the video that I saw, she recording it. When that nigga went in his jacket, she said, I'm out. She said, I'm out. She was like this. I'm out. So the camera, now the view God is the, getting fucked yeah, up. You know what I'm saying? You see all the people and shit. Everybody moving to the other side of the train. And you just hear struggling or whatever. Bop, bop, whatever. I didn't see that part.
Yeah.
I'm hearing conflict shit that he still alive. And I'm hearing that he dead. I heard he got shot in the head.
Yeah, he got clapped. That's what I heard. All right, so I heard a homie that pulled out the gun got shot with his ratchet, right? And then I heard that he pulled out his ratchet and killed someone in the ass. I don't know what it is. You feel me? If it was the dude that had the gun that got his gun shot on him, did the guy pull the gun out and wrap up the person?
They say his son that had the gun got it, took it from him, and got killed by his own gun.
Yo, man, I'm just saying, man, just get the fuck out the way, boy. Y'all arguing over dumb shit. Like, I'm just saying, B, just go home, boy. Go home to your family, to your crib, to your fucking, you don't want to get sent up, man. Niggas be getting sent up.
Oh,
trying
they
to...
sent me a text. That was somebody for a venue.
Oh, he don't want to pay?
But you hit me with my
come
government.
On, what's
you
going
hit me
on?
With my government name.
Yeah, he said, yeah. What they going to call you, Big D Rican? Chill out, boy. You got to relax.
That's what I put on the application, nigga.
This nigga Rican
no,
be wild.
Oh, yeah.
Nah, it ain't nothing too crazy. That shit is bananas. You gotta, yo, get out the way, man. Save yourselves, man. It's, yo, I ain't, all right. The train 290, that shit barely clean, barely working. Tracks is all fucked up. Garbage everywhere. Homeless people everywhere. And we still gotta be careful what the fuck is going on. Yo, this shit crazy. Yo,
they say, boy. They say that, but they say his son that shot him is not facing no criminal charges.
Self-defense.
Self-defense.
She thought. I didn't pull out no gun, but then it get crazy because you're shorty wilding.
It's no, there's too much videos showing
his defense.
Son
getting
as
fucked
the
up.
Offender.
Yeah. Getting beat on. It's rough. It's, yo, it's a lot of,
A nearly 5 minute recording of a fight on the train shows New York's gravest problem, like illegal guns and mental illness.
Yeah, bipolar shit and dementia and all types of shit. Like, it's niggas outside, it's sick outside.
Distilled in a single subway car. It always seems to start the same way. I'll beat you up. A brush fire confrontation between strangers in a subway loudly skyrockets towards hostility before anyone else is even sure who is yelling whom.
Yo, all right, so let's be real, right? It's a lot of shit going on, right? All right, let's keep it a band, bro. It's a lot of people outside, right? Mind you, we don't know what kind of zone these niggas in.
There's more people outside since this migrant shit. Go ahead.
Yeah, but let's... All right, so look. Oh, mind you, it could have been a migrant that did the... Look, man, this shit get crazy if you really try to peel this... You feel what I mean? Pause. But if when you get into this situation, it could have been a migrant situation, right? Which is like, damn, like, us against each other, like, whatever. But then it's also the... My nigga, like, we gotta stop being super tough on the thing with everybody, on the train with everybody.
Yo, I was just talking to a coworker today, son that was working next to me. He like a couple years older than me. He was like, yo, bro, I made it to this age, bro. I don't even look at niggas on the train, bro. He said, I get on the train, bro, I'm looking at my phone
going
or some
to the
shit, because you, like, It's a public place and all that, but
it ain't public.
It ain't safe, cause it ain't no like metal detectors or nothing.
But look, this the shit I was about to say, right?
And I don't mind that it's not no metal detectors. That's cool.
You got motherfuckers that's trying to be tough, right?
Talk to the mic.
You got people that's trying to be tough. My bad, but you got people trying to be tough. Plus, you got people that ain't trying to, like, you ain't gonna play with me, right? There's no difference in between the two or whatever, right? And then you have this whole everything is recorded shit. So, bump. Yo, what the fuck? Oh, you pussy. What? Yo, I'll fuck you up. Now, niggas are recording it. Now, nigga turn like, oh, niggas think, oh, nah, you ain't getting me. Yeah. Fuck that. Now, niggas is wilding out because they on camera and niggas is not trying to look crazy. It's a lot of that shit. It's a lot of that shit going on. Plus, the retarded shit with the homeless people bugging out on the trains, too.
That's a fact, bro.
It's a lot of dumb shit going on, B.
That shit is a scary situation, bro. I was talking to my son Trev about that shit. That shit is nasty. Now, like what you saying, they got the army out there in the train stations right now. Like, army niggas. Like, what's up?
Checking bags.
Yeah, now they back to that.
Why they not checking the bags of the niggas that's leaving them shelters? You feel me? Yo, check that bag.
Yo, spliff. Like I keep telling you, bro, I'm working inside of this shit, bro. In one of these shelters, bro. Yo, they don't got
the immigrant
they
shelters.
They don't got metal detectors, bro. You don't got nothing, bro. They don't got niggas that wind them down or nothing when they come in, bro. All we got is guards at the front entrance Yo, let me see your ID. You
y'all, show y'all living an extra thug life for real.
What, bro, them niggas, bro. Them niggas is crazy, bro. They fighting guards and all that, bro.
Yo, you gotta remember half of this shelter shit. Alright, if you in this shelter, not the. Alright, fuck it. But I'm just saying, right? It's a mentality when you in that shit. Especially if you've been in a wild, like, type shit. You feel me? Jail, nigga. Yo, it's a spot up the joint. It's always a fight.
Yeah. It's always
cops. Yo, what the fuck? No, too much shit. It's just wildin'.
There's always, I bet you it's always cops there. Right?
Sometimes. Yeah, you know how
it's always cops in my
right
shit.
There, so.
Yeah, it's always cops in my shit, bro. And that shit, it get crazy. Because on my shit, one side is the family side, which I'm in, and the other side is all male. So the all male side be getting crazy, bro. These niggas, bro, I see some of these niggas, they walking inside a PU. Buying shit, selling bud inside the spot to other niggas. Because mind you, they got free bread. They got free money. It's coming in.
Shit is hectic. Yo, I was, I only went to go get the car wash, right?
But so, play it safe out there in trains and public transportation.
Yeah, be on point, y'all. Be aware. Don't be like me being half sleeping shit, but yeah, be on point.
Yeah, I be sleeping my headphones.
Tired, boy. Train be back up.
On my side.
Word. That eyes, though. That eyes, they get watch it because, boy, all this shit that go on, they could be dead asleep. But.
You was going to say something about the car wash.
Yeah, the shit with the car wash was when right by the car wash is a hotel, they turned to a shelter. So, my nigga, I'm in front of this shit. We chilling, waiting for these niggas to dry this shit up. It's like six motherfuckers in front of the spot, beach chairs, all that, getting high, rolling up. I'm like, oh, bro, like.
The niggas are that fast, right? Niggas said, y'all some Brooklyn niggas.
Man, this shit a block. Like, I'm looking at, like, yo, niggas is right. There's gonna be no one on this shit. You feel me? That ass be like the hooker holes and all that. So
and it's
like,
crazy because they don't know where they at, bro. That's the thing, too.
No, it's until I get a new spot. Niggas is in limbo in the shelter.
They in more limbo because they not. Going bro, up. You don't got no
papers. Yeah, that. I'm talking about regular niggas. I'm talking about regular niggas.
Oh, you talking about regular shit.
Right. But that shit, I know that's super crazy, but.
Nah, I'm chilling if I'm regular shelter. Yeah, I'm chilling. I'm getting enough niggas
on the block. Nah, but regular shelter's even slower because they looking more out for the immigrants than, you feel me? So that's what I'm saying. It's like, fucked if you a dude trying to get a crib right now.
In the system? Hell no.
It's nasty.
Ugly out there for that, bro. That's crazy.
Like I said,
that shit is fucking bugged out, bro. But
oh,
it is what it is.
Nothing too right, ladies. I know us as niggas, we be fucking up for real. But if niggas is trying. Y'all not together, and the nigga just here to try to be with his kid and do right by his child. Let a nigga do him. Let him send some bread and gifts for the kid if he could. Seen some shit yesterday, boy. This nigga's wilding in front of Dave and Buster's, you heard?
Pettiness is a disease, bro. That shit is disgusting, too. When you be extra
crazy.
Petty, especially with like your kids.
David yo, Busters, you trying to have a party for your kids.
I saw this video, this lady. This lady's son, her daughter had to be probably like no more than 5 years old. You know what I'm saying? Short baby, you know what I mean? Honey, the father is recording it, bro. She is literally with scissors cutting her braids off. Cause His girlfriend right now did her hair. She said she did it too tight, first of all. I ain't asked her to do her hair. The baby was crying. The baby was crying because you was pulling and cutting her hair. Shit bugged out. Shit's nasty.
That's wicked.
That's nasty, son. That's nasty, bro.
That's torture.
That's nasty. You saw you know the, you know that Twitch dude, Neon, the skinny white kid with the glasses.
Shout out to Kasanat, man. I don't know the mother.
We're gonna talk about that real quick too. We're gonna talk about that. He was talking shit about what's son name that just came home?
Just came home.
Drill rapper.
Couple niggas came home, man. Shout out to Hollow Osama. Didi Osama.
He just pressed that skinny white kid Neon because, you know, he be talking on his street, on his stream live and shit, and he started talking about his brother that passed. That Didi Osama. And you know, this kid, he got money, so he walking around with security. But Didi Osama pulled up with the whole team, like, yo, bro, I gotta highlight you, bro. Come here, like, you don't know nothing about none of this, bro. And you talking for what? Yo, listen, my heart. Listen, my muddy.
Yo.
Then with the other with
love
the other,
all y'all niggas, but
then with the other one, Aiden.
That muddy
Aiden Ross, he said he fucked over Sexy Red.
My heart. Yo, alright, hold on. Yeah, after that, right? Thank God you said that, right?
That nigga said she took
Aiden is alright, so
that nigga said she took my black girl virginity card.
Probably took your virginity, nigga, for real. Like, alright, so hold on. This nigga Aiden was talking to academics. I ain't see that shit.
Mm-hmm.
But then, you know how IG be, so they had the clip. He said whatever he said. Like, it was a short clip. And then it was the IG with the Twitter from Sexy.
Mm-hmm.
Telling nigga, oh, you pay for this pussy, right? Sexy, chill, Sexy. Chill out. You ain't listening to Drake. It's better when you just chill. Aiden paid for Box. It's cool. We would assume that anyway, because it's Sexy.
Mm-hmm.
Sexy's doing what for free? Respectfully. So.
That nigga ain't hit that.
Why not? That nigga got bread. He be giving all these niggas money.
Hell yeah, that nigga got bread.
He better have gave her more money than he been giving these niggas. I'm not saying Sexy worth it, but shit, if you giving all these other niggas all this other bread, you might as well look out for her and her kids and all that and all that. You feel me?
Yeah.
She got babies out here, kid. Turn that off, bro. Turn that off, bro.
That Sexy Red singing.
Yo, bro, turn that shit off.
Who told her she can do that? Niggas is sitting in
that
the studio.
That bread, nigga.
Try that
bread.
Yeah, try that.
Bread. Niggas gonna be mad because it's gonna have them. They gonna filter the fuck out her voice. She man, gonna sound alright.
Alright, let's stay
but
on
live
this.
Yeah, don't put her live singing. Y'all niggas is wild, and I love Sexy, but don't do that.
Let's stay on this streaming shit.
Wait, you talking about the bread he gave away?
Kanye West. And oh, you said shout out to Kai. You don't know what happened with him and Kanye?
Nah.
Alright, so boom. You see him right there trying to put those sweats on? So, you know, he be having P.O. box openings and shit like that. People send him shit.
I could send us shit, too.
That's a fact. Send us shit. We gonna have a P.O. box soon. But.
Nah, hit my IG. 11239 spliff. You feel me?
That's a fact.
You get all info you need. If you need sizes, order, Kanye, let me know. I got you.
Kanye sent him some shit. He sent him some sweats.
I'm a size 12, 11 and a half in kicks.
He sent him some sweats and them shits was like. Extra, extra, extra large. And he was like, yo, yeah, I can't fit these shits. Da, 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 right?
Gotta use the strings, my boy. No strings.
And then,
Yeah, he probably don't got no strings on that.
And then Kanye tweeted him. I mean, Kanye messaged him. He DM'd him. He was like, yo, Don't go talking shit about my clothes and all that if you ain't gonna talk shit about how Adidas is doing the how Adidas is doing the culture right now. You know what I'm saying? And Kyle's like, what the fuck? He DM'd him. He was like, what the fuck I do? You know, they was going back and forth on DM and shit. And then Kanye's manager called him. Called Kyle. They was talking for a minute. And Kyle was like, he was like, where you from, young man? And he was like, yo, I'm from the Bronx. And he was like, oh, I used to live out there. And then Kyle was like, so you know we don't go for no shit, nigga. Yeah, he's a funny nigga, bro. Nah. And son like, what? He like, you know we don't go for no shit. And he like, yeah, yeah, I used to live out there. I was a violator. Kyle was like, what that mean? He said, nah, nah, I was violating records. You don't know Chris Lighty? He like, nah, I was born in 2001, bro. I don't know what you're talking about. He was like, oh, all right.
That's crazy. So he was, when like, he was yeah, in a diaper, on, niggas was lit.
Yeah, I used to be on that record label. He was like, well, all right. So, you know, maybe you're going to see Kanye West on Cost in that stream. But Kanye tried to press him, but don't. You can't.
Nah, because, like, are you talking shit? I gave you some shit. Not about.
But that's the thing. He wasn't. He just was like, yo, yay. He went like this. I can't fit these shits. What we doing? Then he put the sock sneakers that Kanye got.
Okay.
He sent him those. He put them on. He was like, yo, these shits is fire. He was like, I can wear these shits. These shits is fire. You know? He don't. Yo, listen, man. As much people think that he just be like blazing people.
Socks,
he
tell people. I'll get the socks then.
He tell people what it is, bro. Like, he had Offset on his stream. Remember? Then Offset album came out, and he was like, yo, it wasn't what I thought it was. Kyle said that shit. And Offset was mad at him. But you can't be mad at me, bro. I'm just telling you what it is, my nigga. Like, I still fuck with you. I fuck with you. I told Spliff a couple times, the camera came off. I was like, yo, your energy is trash.
He like that.
I love you, but let's go.
Gotta learn.
Let's get to work, you know what I'm saying? But we here, man. We partying.
Yo.
But shout out to Kasanat. Shout out to Kanye West, man. That's a fact.
Yeah, cause I ain't gonna lie to, when he gave the dude in Africa the money and made him a millionaire, that was fire.
That nigga ain't know what he was doing. But you did it, you know what I'm saying? And he went to the school, helped the school out. That was fire, yeah. That was dope. He went out to Nigeria. That was dope. I want to go out there.
Travel the world and
I need to get my passport and get out of the States, you know what I'm saying? Go travel, see overseas and all that type of shit.
What else is going on?
Let me see.
Shout out to our battle with the High Tide. We Go Hard got a beautiful card coming up, you feel me? It's versus Stumbles and shit like that, you feel me? Shout out to Piffy and Crush. The 23rd, this week, next week, something like that, you feel me? It's a lot of shit going on with battle rap, man. Shout out to battle rap, shout out to the culture, shout out to Third, shout out to Black Hank Braille, G Money was good.
Shout Aaron out to my Donald son, retired Jim. From the Rams, defensive player. But You saw United States put a, they put something up on TikTok.
Try to ban it and all that?
Yeah.
That shit still come on my phone.
Legalization approved by the House could potentially result in the banning of TikTok in America if their owners don't sell it to an American company. That's like American bullying at its finest right there. Like, yo, listen.
I want your shit,
right? And if you don't give it to us...
Never knew it was Chinese niggas or whatever the fuck.
You ain't know that?
Nah.
Yeah, it's a Chinese-owned company, bro. That's why they like, yo, they taking all your information. Bro.
Y'all niggas do it
your
too.
Cell phone is taking my information. Your fucking...
Everything.
Alexa is taking my information. Nigga, like, what we talking about?
If you just take the phone and leave it stuck, that shit is watching every move you do and everything.
What you think they doing when you be like, oh, let me scan my face for this old person app so I could look like an old person.
That's why y'all niggas be having a. Yeah, that's a fact. And the iWatch.
Yeah.
This shit tracking every step, right?
That shit taking you. That shit taking you where? Fucking smartwatches, they taking you wherever you go. They know where you at. So, as far as them trying to ban TikTok, like you said, that's your shit, nigga. My shit always on silent. You know that? Let me stop fucking with myself. Yeah, but that shit still pop up on my phone too. TikTok, man, it's one of my favorite apps. I think they doing that because they see how many people get money off that shit. You know what I'm saying, Spliff?
Nah,
mad people get bread, and it's easy too. But I haven't cracked the Matrix code on that one yet, but I will soon enough. You know what I'm saying? I definitely will soon enough. That's a fact. But shout out to TikTok, man. Keep doing what y'all do, man. Don't let nobody deter you from your dream. Right, Spliff?
Facts.
I'm trying to see, man, because I ain't write nothing down. You know what I'm saying? You see Mike Tyson training?
Dick Mike Tyson training by Paul.
You see it?
Nah, I ain't see it, but I got money on Tyson. Fuck it. I got Tyson winning that.
That boy Mike Tyson out here wilding, bro.
Let me see.
Hold on, I got you right now.
He's wilding.
But nah, he's really out here getting ready for this fight.
Yeah.
And Jake Paul is he's also training, and he's doing his trolling thing and all that type shit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, don't be trolling Mike.
No, he's definitely trolling Mike.
Gotta get one of them speeches, you heard?
He's definitely trolling Mike. He put the tattoo on his face.
Nah, I ain't gonna lie. Mike's still trashing and washing shit. This nigga could be someone's grandparent right now.
60 years old. He is somebody's grandparent, nigga.
Mike
still
is
got that agility,
shit.
Right? Like, he still move, like, fast.
Yeah, even though he training with some niggas that's mad old too, but my son still got it.
He knocking them niggas' gloves off their hands. Come here. He got like this close to the nigga fucking jaw, bro. His trainer like this close, bro.
My son Mike is a beast. The legend continues.
The legend continues.
Facts.
That's a fact, bro. That's a fact.
It's like, nigga, I'm from Brooklyn, like, I'm not going to go with Mike. Win or lose. Mike Tyson, B. Nigga's a star. Yeah, real shit. Star,
that's a fact. They say Vibes Cartel is coming home.
Vibes coming home. Max B coming home.
Jamaican dancehall artist Vibes Cartel murder conviction has been overturned after being ordered to serve a minimum of 32 years in jail. He coming home, so shout out to
him. Yo, how much, in the comments, how much y'all paying for y'all shape ups and all that, you heard? I ain't gonna lie, I looked at the nigga crazy when I paid $35 to fix my beard. I said, what? I said, boy, how much a haircut cost? I might gotta cut my dreads off and get the whole situation.
Like 60.
For
75.
Yo, holla at your boy, you heard? $10 haircuts. Pull up, man.
I pay a dub for a shape up and probably like $35 for a cut.
Yo, my nigga, I paid $35 for my beard by itself.
Yeah, that's different.
I looked at this nigga like, alright. I used to hit you with a dub and just walk. Now this nigga like, yo, $15 more, I said. Yeah, boy.
I ain't gonna lie, that's different. I ain't... I'm not paying that much. I'll just call my brother and see if he could shake me up real quick. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, word of mother, nigga, only go there just for this little part right here by your ear. Man. Just the, you know, right there, the side. Cut that down. That's the only reason.
And probably like a little bit in the back.
Fix my mustache and make sure this is eat like.
Yeah, because as soon as they do it once, you could like at least twice touch it up yourself. You know what I mean? Just to clean it up and then go back, but they, I mean,
yo, my nigga, that's
I kind of understand it though, bro. Like, they gotta pay rent, for their booth.
No, I understand.
And they still got
to. I feel sorry for out of town. Out of town be like $100 for a cut.
Yeah, because those niggas be the best barbers in the whole town.
They be the only barbers in that town.
I mean, you might have a couple other ones, but they trash.
They all charging the same price and still zeking.
That's crazy. Yeah, I be seeing them shits on TikTok a lot. A lot of videos where people be like, yo, I start at $100. And the haircut at the end, it don't be looking like $100. I don't know what's $100 worth, though.
The $100 be like a whole treatment.
Well, there's this black dude. He's nice. And he do all the treatment and shit. But what I'm talking about is how, the end result. How the haircut looks. His haircut looks like, all right, I'll give you maybe not $100.
I'm saying, it depends.
So 70.
I'm going to keep it a band. If the work is worth it, then boom. Like, I paid $35 and I feel like I got robbed. I'm like, boy, you didn't do nothing. But I'm like, all right, whatever. My shit was beastie, so whatever. I'm like, dang, I could have had the clean beastie.
Yeah.
You feel me? I'm paying all that bread, I might as well just had that hair looking
sharp.
Neat.
Yeah, I need it to look sharp, sharp, sharp. And I need my line to be crispy as well. Please. That's a fact. But you had any other topics that
look,
you had in mind?
I'm about to look for them, my two old barbers and see if I get back in order. What else is going on, man?
I don't know. Ryan Garcia still out here wilding, doing some dumb shit.
Bugging out.
Yeah, he talking some dumb shit, but I'm not paying attention to that.
What else is going on? Shout out to the NBA. It was a couple of good games the last couple of days.
This niggas, man. Denver versus Dallas right now. Don't do shit.
Yeah, it's bad on the betting angle, but it's been a lot of good games.
Yeah, it's fun. It's been fun.
Yeah.
I can't wait for the NFL season and the MLB season. MLB season is about 2 weeks away. I can't wait for that shit because I'm going to go to a couple different baseball stadiums this summer.
I might go to the FYL store to this week.
What's that?
Fuck Your Life. Coney Island. Nems and them niggas. Mm-hmm. I might go get me some shit over there.
Yo, make sure y'all keep in tab on the Instagram page, man. I got that showcase event coming up with Ebony J, man. It's about to be dope.
Yeah, that's gonna be fire. Lineup is crazy. Crazy.
Couple guest hosts, all that type of shit.
Yeah. I'ma have like a little bucket so y'all could, you know what I mean? Y'all could gift the G's, you feel me? Might I'll be in the spot.
Open bar. Might have an open bar for like the first hour. We gonna have media there so y'all could get a little interview when y'all done, all that type shit.
That's wavy.
You know what I mean? But hit us up for details, you know what I'm saying? Because there are some details as far as performing and all that type shit. But we could end the pod, son. You know what I'm saying? We just here chopping it up. You know what I mean? We touched on a couple topics. I got some more topics that we gonna touch on. But yeah, I know what time it is, man. What's today? What's today's date? March what?
What today? Fucking 17th. 17th Sunday.
This Friday coming up is gonna be March 22nd.
Yo, pay attention and comment, man. Like, we do mad episodes.
That's our
like.
Anniversary. So, we going into our 7th year. So, make sure y'all guys stay in tune for that. We going to go live on YouTube.
My episodes a week. I'm just saying.
That's a
support
fact.
Support what's going on.
Go check the last episode me and Spliff did on Rumble. We talked about shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, the Rumble should be fire.
Yeah, that's a fact, bro. But, if you made it this far into the podcast, man, we appreciate you guys, man. We appreciate everything that you do for the podcast, which is viewing, liking, commenting, subscribing,
facts.
And all that. Shout out to Cash Me Out Mello. He always leaving fire comments, you know what I mean? He always projecting into the universe that...
Yeah, he lets you know what's going on.
Yeah, that we going to blow up in this year for the pod, and I appreciate that. Shout out to La Diva. She always leaving comments, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, La Diva always, that's
a fact.
I got
to let you hear that song as soon as we finish, man. Shout out to La Diva.
Word, I ain't hear that shit.
I got you, bro. I got you. And shout out to everybody, man. Shout out to my son, Dead Hall Freck. I said, yo, you ready to perform? That nigga said, yo, stop playing with me, bro.
Let's go, jeez. Yo, jeez.
Stop playing with me, bro. I'm ready. Then the other day, I'm coming back to the crib. I went to go pick up a pack. You know what I'm saying? I'm coming back to the crib. Somebody walking next to me like this. And staring at me. Like in a spliff. And I got my headphones on. This nigga lucky I was listening to Keisha Cole.
Keisha Cole, nigga, was trying to chill.
Yeah, I'm trying to chill. I'm walking and I'm like this, but if I'm like,
nigga, Fred?
Who the fuck? He like, bro, what the fuck? I'm waiting for you to notice me. I'm like, this nigga. My son T. Hefe.
Oh, Hefe?
Yeah. He walking right next
to me. Nah, yo, that's like, mad funny. What the fuck, bro? Nigga said you ain't know I was dead, B. Yeah, like, I know you seen me, my nigga.
We started walking and talking. He gonna be on the bill. Yetta Cortez is on the bill.
Bow.
It's a lot of people on the bill. Shout out to B Fortune on the bill. You know what I'm saying? My son Envious. And a couple other artists. I still don't know their names too heavy. I haven't ran across them too much. And they Ebony J people. So we gonna, I'm gonna
show them love, baby.
Yeah, I'm gonna show them a lot of love. So make sure you guys tune in, man. Like, comment, subscribe, and all that, and all that. And we'll be back at y'all real soon, man. Choon Choon will be back in a couple of days, and we'll be shooting as the pod that you guys know and love. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my son, Don Cole, out there. You know what I mean? We have, I hired my son a couple of days ago.
Yo, subscribe to Spliffin' Balls on YouTube, you feel me? Mm-hmm, support the cause and all that and all that.
Trying to get to that 5,000.
5,000, you feel me?
5K. Trying to eat off this YouTube shit right now. Y'all playing, man.
Nah, I gotta stop playing to really up the quality of this shit. But yeah, man. Shout out to YouTube, man. Shout out to Cash App too. Y'all could support the Cash App and all that.
Yeah, hit the Cash App in the link below, you know what I'm saying? If y'all want to see, if y'all want to see shit like this improve, we got the new chairs. We need another one, so hopefully y'all can chip in a little bit. We need the third one for Choon. Choon Choon gonna be sitting on the little stool for nothing.
You wild, and she gonna fess niggas up for a chair. See how he talking right now?
I can't sit on the stool. I'm too short. I love you, Choon Choon, man. Shout out, sis. You heard? Holla at us, man. But for Spliff, for Choon Choon, it's D-Reek and Hippie. Y'all already know what we about to do. We about to get up out of here. Stay safe, y'all.
You feel me? Do what you gotta do.